prossimo.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 17. I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I go to school at MC Smith, and I am also from Hudson.
I am AJ. I go to school at Leibury, and I am from Philadelphia.
But you're living up here now, right?
Yes.
AJ's new to town. Hooray. You said you're living in Elizaville?
Yes, I am living in Elizaville.
Oh. Cool. Well, welcome. We're
it's
glad to have
variety.
You here.
A bit of variety. All of us aren't from Hudson.
Yay. Yay. Not that there's anything wrong with Hudson.
No, but
we love
it's
Hudson.
Cool to hear.
But Elizaville's cool too. And Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But we're excited to have AJ with us here today. It's her first show with both WGXE and with Bound by Books. So welcome.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Before we dive into some more talk, I'm curious if you can tell us a little bit about what kind of books you like to read.
So I like to read nonfiction, but most of the time I just like reading fiction and making my own books.
That's cool. What kind of books do you make?
So I've been working on a comic book series, but I also write like short stories.
Nice. We have some other comic creators here.
Yes.
both Lena and yes. Amelia have talked about writing comics recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I've started rewriting one I made in third grade. I don't know if I mentioned that, but yeah. I'm having a lot of fun doing that.
Are there dragons in it?
Of course. They're yeah. the only things I know how to draw well enough to make comics about.
Oh, well, I'm making one called Prom Dress, which comes...
Is it about a haunted prom dress?
No.
That would be really cool.
It's kind of based off of a song, except there are different characters called Prom Dress called by MXM Tune. Huh. Yeah, so you should listen to it.
I think I'd rather read the comic.
But you should listen to it.
It is a fairly really good song, though.
Yeah, okay. It is.
But it's called The Prom Dress?
I'm pretty sure.
It's called Just... Prom Dress.
Just Prom Dress?
No,
but without the just.
Yes.
That's cool. What kind of nonfiction do you like to read, AJ?
Well, recently at the library, I've just been reading the 5,000 Facts About Everything 2 book.
So you know 5,000 facts? Or you're getting to it?
Well, I'm getting to it. I've just been flipping through the pages, and I've been learning some facts about Harry Potter recently. Hmm. Do you know that the actor who played Ron Weasley in all of the Harry Potter films bought an ice cream truck with his earnings?
That's cool.
Just so that he can get free ice cream.
That's what I would do with my earnings.
I wonder if he shares it with others.
That's
or if he's
awesome.
Like, it's all mine.
I like the idea that he like just took it and went on the road with the ice cream truck, like saw the sights while selling ice cream to support himself. That's like, that kind of road trip is like my dream profession. Go around and like...
Do you think ice cream trucks in the UK, because he's from, I don't know where he's from, but I assume he's from the UK, because most of the actors in that movie are.
Yes.
Do you think ice cream trucks in the UK have the same annoying songs? I mean, they're probably different annoying songs, but do you think they also have annoying songs that they play?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't consider them annoying because I always
they
hear
bring
them
you
in
such
distance
joy.
And I'm like, oh, ice cream. Yeah. I still react.
Yeah, but.
I thoroughly react with like the excitement of a 5-year-old when I hear the ice cream truck
Only nice. If they have cookie dough for me. I love cookie dough.
Ice cream is delicious.
I don't know, but like whenever like I'm watching TV in the living room because like what else would I be doing? Or I'm on my phone. It's like June, July, sometime warm. And I just hear the ice cream truck and I'm like, oh my God, sissy, take me out. And I just react like a 5-year-old even though I'm 9.
Well, the first thing that I do when I say an ice cream truck is I'm like, okay, first things first. Do you have any cookie dough ice cream? No. okay. What about vanilla chocolate chip ice cream? No. Okay, then just vanilla, fine.
Put some sprinkles on.
You gotta appreciate when people, like, appreciate vanilla, because it's a bit of an underrated flavor.
I like vanilla in terms of, like, you know, obviously I like an ice cream with some nice stuff in it, but otherwise a nice vanilla.
Yeah, you can like add to have things stuff you can chew in it, like cookie dough and brownie chunks and stuff like that.
Yum. Yeah. I have a fun fact.
Yeah?
What?
Tomorrow is Amelia's birthday.
It's great.
Yay. Happy birthday, Amelia.
I'm going to be 18.
She's going to be an adult.
I'm going to be a legal adult. I can't. I don't know how to do that.
Welcome to adulthood.
I don't want to. I get a refund on adulthood?
Just act like a teen until you're actually like 21, and then you're like, okay, fine, we chill. It's ready.
Aren't you excited to learn all the secrets of adulthood tomorrow? Because, you know, you get, like, a package in the mail that tells you all the secrets.
That would make it easier, to be honest.
Can you imagine if everyone just got a packet in the mail when they turned 18 that was like, here's how it's done, people.
18 is the last, like, significant year in media and, like, books. Like, so what's going to happen? Am I going to go on my fantasy adventure now? Can I get shot into space and go on a cool sci-fi journey? This is the last year I get to do it. So where's my YA adventure that books and TVs have promised me? Where is it?
Wait, does that mean since you're going to be an adult tomorrow, does that mean you're not allowed to draw dragons anymore?
No, dragons I defy anyone who says that. I will draw dragons for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I know they're not the same as dragons, but I kind of keep them in a similar category as dinosaurs. Ooh. And our good friend Sam J. Miller, the author, who's been on a show a couple times.
It's him.
He loves drawing dinosaurs.
He told me that he loved drawing all the dinosaurs the one time I interviewed him.
Yeah. So I feel like if he can draw dinosaurs his whole life, you can draw dragons your whole life.
Yes.
Oh. You're going to be in like a senior facility drawing your dragons.
Who's Sam J. Miller?
He is the author of The Art of Starving, and he's actually from Hudson, so we've gotten the opportunity to interview him a lot. He wrote The Art of Starving. He wrote Blackfish City, and those are the only
Destroy
two of his books
All
I've
Monsters.
Read. And Destroy All Monsters, I think, is his newest book.
Yeah, and then he's done some
and
short
stories as well.
And he comes
to the book fair a lot, and I love to see him there because, I don't know. He knows my dad on a first name basis, I think. And
he knows you on a first name basis.
He knows me on a first name basis, too. It's weird. It's like I'm friends with this guy. I'm like, yeah, I want to be friends with an author, and I've completed that dream.
So. He's a friend of our show, though. He's been on, three times.
He's been on three times.
Yeah. Imagine. And whenever I see him when he's up visiting, he always says to say hi to Amelia.
Imagine if he was, one day Amelia just walked into the door and we're waiting with Sam J. Miller in the studio.
I'd probably cry. I always get excited to interview him.
He's so nice.
His books are amazing.
He has great book suggestions, too.
Yeah,
I've read a couple of books that he suggested to me.
So I guess it's back to books now, people.
Yeah, book time.
Yeah.
We've been talking too much about other stuff. Now let's get back to books already.
I think I mentioned that I'm writing an essay for my composition and literature class on Fallout by Todd Strasser, who's another book fair author that I'm a big fan of.
And you read that over the summer, right?
Yes, not over the summer. I actually read it during the beginning of the school year.
Oh, was
it?
Okay.
Fallout. And I read Boot Camp also for a school assignment quite a while ago. And Boot Camp is, both of his books are realistic fiction. Boot Camp being extremely realistic fiction, that being that it's based off like actual camps that youth can be sent to, known as like boot camps or prison camps that parents will sometimes send troubled youth to, but they aren't actually treatment camps. They're known as to use torture methods and stuff like that. And Boot Camp was about a youth that was sent to one of those camps and came out of it very, very scarred. Its ending, like, was probably one of the best ones. And then Fallout didn't have as good of an ending, but it was also about just as interesting of a concept, which is if during the Cold War, Russia actually ended up dropping bombs on the U.S. and U.S. ended up dropping bombs on Russia. So this kid and his family are stuck in their bomb shelter with an additional seven people. So it's a bomb shelter built for three, and now there are 10 people stuck in it. And that one had an interesting narration style where every chapter would alternate between life before the bomb drop and life in the bomb shelter. And that one was interesting to read, but didn't have as impactful of an ending, but was still a very difficult but very good read. And I think both of those books I got signed by him, and nice. They're very fun. very entertaining. The book I'm reading currently, I'm not going to lie, I started off reading this ironically on a dare from a friend. It's called Bitten by Kelly Armstrong, and it is, I kid you not.
Why is it a dare?
It's, I kid you not, because it's a werewolf romance book, which is so far from my usual genre that I can't even, like, make a joke about it. It's so far off from my usual genre. I'm on page 46. Of,
are you in love with the werewolf yet?
Pages. Actually, the main character is a female werewolf, and it has a very, and so far the world building is what I find most interesting in it, because she is the only female werewolf in the world, and in the world there are 35 werewolves in total. So basically it goes into the recent chapter the recent chapter I just read actually goes into, like, the Industrial Revolution, how it impacts werewolves and how they had to adapt to a modern world and a modern pack-like social structure. So I'm actually more bored by the romance portions of this book than I am by the world building. And something interesting is that our main girl character actually has a boyfriend at the beginning of the novel, which is something you don't see often in romance books. Usually the main lead starts off single, but she has a human boyfriend who doesn't know she's a werewolf, and she ends up having to leave him to go on her journey, which I thought was cool, and I really hope she stays with him, because I don't want this book to go in the cliched direction that she's going to end up falling for the man named Jeremy, who I assume is the male lead. I really hope she stays with her boyfriend, because he's a very nice guy from what little I've seen of him. And his family is also very nice. So I really hope she stays with him.
And he doesn't know she's a werewolf yet.
He does not know she's a werewolf.
Wonder if that will change things for them.
Yeah. This is part of a 13-book series.
Wow.
I cannot by any means guarantee that I'm going to read the other 12. Because I might
kind of have to now.
Is that the first one?
This is the first one, yes. My friend loaned it to me. I have no idea where she got it.
Huh.
But we spent a really long time in my English teacher's class looking up the other 13 books, the 13th of which is called 13, because I can only assume she ran out of names. but yeah, so now I'm reading that, slowly but surely. I gave up on reading The 11th Plague, because even though my parents loved it, I just cannot get into it. It's very boring and very slow start.
Well, the book that you mentioned before followed, actually, you said how it changed the narration?
Yes. The chapter's altered the time, the setting.
Well, that actually reminds me of another book that I read. It was The Homework Machine. I forgot the author. I think it was Dan Gutman. I forgot. But, so, it's part of a two-book series, I believe. So, it all started out with one person talking. And I assume that they were brought into this room with this radio recording, and then there were different people speaking for every little paragraph, and what you mentioned just remind me of that.
Huh.
Cool.
And another book that I'm reading, or rereading, actually, two books, was the original Annie book, and I'm also rereading Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which is one of my most favorite books.
My little cousin, whose name is also AJ, full name actually Andrew, is really, really into the Harry Potter books. Like, to the point where my uncle will plug in audiobooks to play on the radio in the car.
The audiobooks are really good.
Yeah.
That's how I listen to them all.
I wish that I can find the audiobook to that, but so far I'm just listening to Magic Treehouse on audio, but that's it.
Oh, I used to love the Magic Treehouse books.
Oh. I never read those, but my nephew was really into them.
Very magical.
Yeah. At some point I want to reread Harry Potter, because now they have the illustrated editions, so I feel like that would be another way to experience
That's
reading
interesting.
Them.
Interesting.
Yeah, I
don't know how they fit it in a book.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a
pretty big
such
book.
A big book.
Yeah, the book is like one huge square, and I have the illustrated version, by the way. The book is like one huge square, and sometimes the pictures aren't just like one picture. Sometimes it fills the whole page, and sometimes the pictures are just drifting down the sides.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I got the illustrated version at the library last year, and I did not like it. It was very boring.
The pictures are the... Because the story is
the
same.
No, the story, but, like...
I prefer the movies.
I'd rather listen to an audiobook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like the guy, Jim Dale, reads the books. for audio, and he's amazing. He does all of the character voices, and I don't know how he does it. It's really impressive.
I usually put on the Goblet of Fire for background noise when I'm drawing or reading, and I don't know why I always specifically put on the Goblet of Fire. Maybe it's because I'm just so thoroughly fascinated by the idea of a school dance in a magical English wizard setting. I'm obsessed with that idea, kind of. But I did try to read the first book years ago, and I couldn't get into it. But I do like the movies, and the illustrations, the way you describe them, sound really cool.
For the Goblet of Fire at the Triwizard Tournament, I thought was, like, really cool because I got to, like, see what it looked like. And part of it you couldn't see, so you, like, half imagined it and half it was right in front of you. So it was also kind of like a challenge for me to imagine it to make it look kind of like what the picture already looks like. Mm-hmm.
That too. I feel like maybe I'd like the books more if I hadn't already seen the movies and could imagine, let myself run free with how I imagined everyone looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do that because, you know, Hermione was specifically, I'm blanking. Actress's name. She also played Belle.
Emma
something.
What? No. Emma. There's too many Emmas. What?
Maybe it was Emma. I don't know.
Is it Emma Watson?
I think it is. Okay. I think so.
There's a lot of Emmas in the world.
Yeah.
It's a very popular name.
Like,
and there's a lot of actresses named Emma.
And, you know, Ron was specifically...
That guy.
Ice cream truck guy.
Ice cream truck man.
But, yeah, maybe if I had been allowed to let myself run free with, like, imagining how the characters looked more, I would have enjoyed the books more. But I couldn't do that because the movies were so widespread and popular. I don't know if anyone's taken, like, the Pottermore quizzes, but it told me I'm a Hufflepuff.
Me too. High five.
Told me I'm a Gryffindor, which I'm really happy about.
Have you done that quiz?
Yeah. I'm a Gryffindor, too.
Oh, yeah. Go team.
Cool.
I like Gryffindor and Hufflepuff. I mean, they're all good.
I thought I'd be a Ravenclaw.
Not Slytherin.
I could see that.
My friend's a Slytherin, and she's really nice. Don't know.
Slytherin isn't necessarily bad. I know that it gets a bad rap because there's some bad people.
But now I can finally get all that merch that I see everywhere where it's like, what house are you? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't taken the quiz for years. And then I finally did.
Two-thirds of Slytherin are not so nice people, but the rest... The one third of it, I think that Harry Potter, if he actually got to know them better, would end up actually liking that one third, which is only like 10-20 people.
That was like the one thing that I got really hooked on in the Harry Potter movies, the fact that like the Sorting Hat was gonna put him in Slytherin originally, and I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Ooh, but then he didn't know. I was like, oh.
So I wanna know what Lena's been reading lately.
Oh yeah.
I've been reading a manga, which is the first book of Ruby, and it's good so far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already read it, but it's all good.
Wait, you already read it?
Yeah.
But now you're rereading it.
Yeah, but my favorite, like, chapter out of this manga that I just love is that one where he makes cookies.
We're just talking about snacks today.
Yeah.
Are we hungry? Have none of us eaten?
She makes cookies and iced tea and coffee and stuff.
That sounds nice.
And she gets scared by one of her teammates because she's just walking. And she just screamed for some reason.
I read this in the manga section of Barnes & Noble, where people used to be allowed to literally just sit down and read. And
they don't let you anymore?
No, they kick us out now.
Aww.
They actually, like, actively kick us out. So instead, we all stand and read, because then every time the workers come along, we just, like, put it down, and we look like we're shopping for the stuff.
That's
and then
funny.
Wait a moment, they're gone, where we open up the books again, and we're like, yep. But yeah, you can get into, like, some in-depth conversations with, like, the people you meet in the manga section of Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
I've had some
manga.
Of my most enlightening conversations with strangers there.
Oh. I love manga.
Yay. Yeah.
So, whenever we're at Barnes & Noble's, I always go into the manga section, try to find a manga to read, and we go and sit down at Starbucks, and it's
And you have cookies
good.
And tea and coffee?
No. my brother got us hot chocolate. And a cookie, a chocolate croissant and a brownie once, because Starbucks is expensive.
Yeah.
They should lower their prices and then they'll have more customers.
I think they get plenty of customers though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the Starbucks here, I don't think that that can compare to the Starbucks in the city because it's money.
Starbucks is in the city is pretty,
fancy.
There's a Starbucks in Disney World.
Really?
And that deeply upsets me for some reason. I don't know why because it's like, you're in like Disney World, you're in Magic Kingdom, you're immersed in the magic, and then there's just a Starbucks after the time. I'm just like, what's this doing here? Yeah. What is this doing here?
You should call it Unicorn for the Disney vibe. And then,
I had the opportunity to get the Unicorn Frappe. I searched all over the place, like, because so many Starbucks were out of it when it was a big thing. And then I didn't get it because my dad was like, we should wait for your mom. And I was like, okay. And I don't know if I would have ended up liking it because it looked like, I think it was fruity, and I don't even like fruity flavors. But I don't go to Starbucks very often, but when I do, I always get like the mocha chip.
The only thing I get is
basic.
The only thing that I get is the fruit and cheese, and then I'm like, got it, done, bye.
When the Unicorn Frappe was out, I was like, oh my god, did you see the Sis versus Bro video? That was when I actually still watched Sis versus Bro. And then I am over here while we're still traveling to like Florida, Myrtle Beach, wherever we're going on vacation. It's like July now. And I'm like, ooh, they must still have the Unicorn Frappe because they had the picture up there, but it wasn't on the menu.
Oh, no. It must have been right when it was going out of, because it was a limited edition thing. Very limited. I'm just waiting for them to name some more drinks after mythical creatures. Where's my dragon Frappuccino?
That'd be nice.
I will buy it. I will buy so many of it.
If I find it at the Barnes & Noble Starbucks, I will alert you.
Immediately.
Yes.
You're our lookout. Find it.
Yeah, because like we go to Kingston every weekend, and we rarely go to Barnes & Nobles, but like it's only when I'm bored and I don't want to go to the stores that my family chooses. All they do is like go shopping for clothes, even though we have a mountain of clothes in our rooms. Except for my brother.
Before we run out of time, I want to bring it back to books. But I also want, we've been talking about Barnes & Noble for a bit. So I want to give a shout out to our local bookstores. Ooh. Spotty Dog.
Yes.
Fairview Books. Magpie Bookshop. What other ones do we have? Oh, and I like, there's a really nice bookstore in Chatham too. I forget what it's called, but they have a really good kids selection.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I cannot for the life of me remember what it's called.
Chatham Books? I don't know.
Maybe.
Probably. But Chatham Bookstore, right, you know who you are.
Shop.
Oh, wait, we forgot to mention the libraries.
And the library,
true.
Of course.
We don't,
not technically
we don't
a shop,
generally sell books, although well, we do have a book sale coming up.
Oh, you have a book sale?
Yeah, in February, there's going to be a book sale.
Oh, okay.
We also have a free cart. So obviously you can borrow books for free, but sometimes people donate books and we don't put them all in the sale. We just put like,
the really
nice ones
in the
sale.
There are also those little mini libraries around. Mm-hmm. Like I think there's one in,
there's one in front
Park
of the building
and one
we're
in front of, and one in front of the police station.
I haven't seen that.
Just to mention Spotty Dog one more quick time. It's actually a coincidence that you mentioned it because I'm going to go there as soon as this is done.
Oh, cool.
Get some nice books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Remember to bring a book.
Yeah. I could talk about a book quickly that I've read recently. And I'm going to kind of like briefly tell you about two books because they're in the same series.
Okay.
And they're really cute. It's a comic book series for kids called Peter and Ernesto by Graham Annabelle. And the first one is Peter and Ernesto, A Tale of Two Sloths. So you can maybe guess what the characters are.
Oh my god.
They're two sloths named Peter and Ernesto.
Oh my god.
And in the first book, you get to meet them and they're the best of friends. And Peter is a bit of a homebody. He's a little cautious. He just would be happy to stay in his tree like all day long, like forever. And Ernesto is more of an adventurer. And one day decides to go off and explore. And while he's away having this great time, Peter starts to get worried about his friend. And so eventually leaves the tree to go look for his friend and make sure his friend is okay. And you meet lots of other little characters along the way. And
so
it's very
cute.
I'm definitely
Oh my god.
Ernesto.
I love sloths.
Sloths are adorable.
And what was the other books you wanted to talk about?
Well, the other one is called Peter and Ernesto, The Lost Sloths.
Oh.
So it's the next book in the series and it's really cute as well. And it's basically, they all live in this tree, as we noted, the tree that Peter feels very happy to hang out in. And one day there's a hurricane and the tree gets blown away.
Oh no.
And luckily
no.
they all survive. So yay, sloths.
Yay, sloths.
So Peter and Ernesto and their friends all survive, but then they need to find a new home. So they're trying to find a great tree somewhere out there. And can't another animal, a bird, lets them know about a tree that he saw.
Can't they
but
just
it's a ways away, so they have to go on a journey to find this perfect tree.
Can't they just replant the tree and just make it stand up?
There's sloths.
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
It gets demolished.
Just make it stand up demolished and then they tree. Get in the tree?
No, oh it gosh. Won't work. But yeah, so it's about their little adventure to find their new home. And so it's Peter and Ernesto and a bunch of their sloth friends on this little adventure. And they run into all sorts of different creatures along the way. And it's really cute.
I'm yeah. definitely Ernesto. I love going on adventures.
Oh, I'm Peter. I'm a Peter.
I'm a mix of the two.
I'm a Peter because I just want to stay and read my book called How to Make Yourself Cozy.
That sounds nice.
And also watch me. YouTube videos all day.
Me on a constant daily basis. Yeah. So
I think I lean more Peter. I got a bit of Ernesto in me too.
I run and run and run and run and run and then I read and then I run and run and run and then I read and then I run and run and read.
And speaking of that,
that's my day.
We need to run and run and run and run and read and read and read because we're out of time for today.
Aww.
But thanks, AJ, for joining us. We look forward to talking with you more about books in the future.
I'm definitely going to come back.
Yay.
It's awesome here.
And we all wish Amelia a happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, yay. We all wish Amelia a happy, happy birthday.
And we wish everybody out there listening a lovely week.
Or a happy birthday.
Or a happy birthday if it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that there's more weather like there was yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Was
so we nice. Wish you all beautiful days and lots of quality reading time.
Bye.
Have a good week.
See you guys.
Happy reading.